This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Well, if it would just play, why isn't it playing? That's an awful good question. Try this right here. One more time, and then after that, I'm just going to freelance it.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
That is the home of the binary trigger, the Reformation line, and Providence. And I have two examples here now, and we'll be talking about those later. But tonight, we start the evening out by talking to the head of Combat Speed LLC, and that is one Dave Harrington, Super Dave, to you guys. How are you doing, sir?
Just fine, Bill. How are you today, man?
I'm good. I want to talk about the new reality that people find themselves living in certain areas, and see what a self-defense instructor has to say about this. In certain places in the United States today, we have this thing called Antifa.
Okay.
And Antifa likes to roll. Yeah, they like to roll in mass. Is there any sort of strategy that we as gun carriers can employ, and how I mean, that isn't that sort of challenging for a for an instructor such as yourself to come up with a decent tactic for that? I mean, beyond just going flat out at
easy, bro.
Tell me about it.
If you've got no business being in that area, don't be there. Avoid it.
Right.
Avoid contact. But if you know, you have no choice, the only thing I can recommend is plus up on your reserve magazines, bro. Because one could only expect the violence to continue to escalate.
Right.
Until, you know, something is done about it.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at two incidents, and I'm waiting to see if they happen. I'm fairly sure that Trump gets reelected. I think that will be a trigger for Antifa. I'm also pretty sure that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to have to step down or pass away on the Supreme Court. And then she gets replaced by Trump, and I think that will be another triggering event. And when you say plus up,
right?
What is your recommended? What do you normally carry when you go out? I know you carry a Glock 26, which I carried one of those today with a bunch of plus two magazines on it.
When I carried the 26, I use G17 mags, the 17-round mags, as my reserve mags. And I carry three reserve mags.
What's in the gun?
Say again?
What's in the gun, the 10-rounder?
Yeah, I keep a 10-rounder in the gun, one in the pipe.
Right.
Or 11 rounds in the gun to start. And then relied on a 17-round reserve mag if the fight, you know, continues in that direction.
Right. As far as a strategy is concerned, like besides having enough firepower in there to deal with it,
right.
It's going to come down to how fast somebody can move out of there, isn't it? If they have to start fighting their way out of there.
Right. Well, I've got a pretty good idea that if if you feel like your life is being threatened and your decision is to go to guns to fight your way out of it, that is going to be an eye-opener for the Antifa crowd.
That thought has occurred to me.
It's not only going to be an eye-opener for them, from what I know about that organization, their members, it's hard to describe.
They're not exactly combatants, are they?
They're not exactly what I would consider trained opponents or trained combatants. You know what I mean?
Right.
From what I understand, they're pretty much punks that's got nothing better to do than to strap hang on some kind of wacky mindset just to be involved and feel like they belong to something. You know what I mean?
I do.
Now, I'm not saying they're not capable of violence and, you know, applied violence, but
they're not versed in it, though, are they?
They're not. I don't think they're capable of dealing with any kind of focal point resistance.
I've heard of that.
Feeling that if somebody went to guns on them, they'd scatter pretty quick. I don't think you would have any kind of organized resistance.
I refer to focal point resistance. I refer to that as hyperviolence on command. I don't think they quite understand the fact that there's a disciplined individual, like, say, you out there that just wants to sit around and drink coffee and, you know, hang out and teach guns and hang out with people that you like and do things you like to do. And you really don't wish any harm on anybody except if they push you into that position where you have to bring harm in order to survive the situation. They don't know what's coming when you become willing temporarily to bring harm. They don't have any idea what that's going to be like.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I would have to think that sucks all the air out of the room when that becomes something they understand.
Right, exactly.
So,
but not to say, I would hate for anything like that to take place, but push come to shove, you fight back at the 10th power.
Yeah.
You know, it's about survival. If you're going to put my survival on the plate, then you're going to have a hard time, chewing on that one.
Yeah, the other thing I don't think they understand is what happens to a combatant mentally when they allow themselves to go into that mode. How it becomes sort of, objective A, objective B, objective C.
Well, there's so many variables to it.
Yeah.
You got to take into consideration, one, are you by yourself? Are you alone? Are you in the company of family members or friends in which you, by default, are responsible for their well-being?
Right.
So, it changes the dynamics of the entire situation. Also, you've got to make sure that based on what is taking place, are you in line with your authority to carry,
right,
or be carrying? Frankly, I don't know. I couldn't think of a reason off the top of my head why I would even be near some kind of demonstration like that.
In that vicinity.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm thinking they'd probably have to come and find you. That's what I'm thinking. We're coming up on the first break, Dave. When we get back, we're going to expand on this and go somewhere else where I know you have a high degree of expertise, but
okay.
I'll save that for when we get back. Dave Harrington is the head instructor at Combat Speed LLC. This is where marksmanship meets combat marksmanship, among all the other things that he teaches. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin Armory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Dave Harrington, Super Dave, from Combat Speed LLC. Moving on from the possible threat of Antifa to history now. Do you think we're ever going to see an attack in the United States like the Westgate Mall in Kenya?
Oh, I would not doubt it. I'm surprised it hasn't happened already. The fact of you know our society is wide open for attacks like that. We've even though you know on a local, state, and federal law enforcement level, we've got much better about monitoring and you know paying attention to what they're doing. But outright preventing something like that. We as a country, as a nation, are too wide open. You just can't cover down on everything.
Right.
I don't think it's a matter of if. I think it's simply a matter of when.
But do you think
you can hit them hard enough where they live,
right,
to change their attitude towards, you know, trying to pull something like that off? Call it a preemptive strike, if you would. That's what it's going to take. You're going to have to change. You're going to have to influence people and change their belief systems for them to understand that if you are going to try to pull something like that off over here, it's not going to go well for you on any level.
Right.
I don't think that exists right now, that understanding has not been well enough established or reinforced.
Now, in Kenya, when that incident began, the military, the bureaucracy was very slow to respond, and a bunch of civilian carriers heard about this, and they all headed to the mall. And most of the people that were saved at the mall were herded out of there by concealed carriers, and the concealed carriers were the first ones to engage the terrorist element. Do you think our response here in the United States would be that slow?
Oh, no. I think our response would be much faster, simply because we're better equipped, better communication, better organized. I think the response would be at least adequate, but it also requires its these types of circumstances are really having an impact on the mentality of law enforcement because, you know, doing a comparative look at the way law enforcement is brought up is to serve and protect. Whereas on the flip side of the coin, military combat arms are brought up to close with and destroy the enemy. I don't know if we spoke about this before, but I think one of the biggest errors on our part as a country is when we allowed or not necessarily allowed, but nobody did anything about it, when the DOJ made terrorism a crime. Now, before that took place, if you were a terrorist, you know, that was not a good thing to be, and you were dealt with accordingly. Whereas the DOJ passing, you know, the whatever law that made terrorism a crime effectively, you know, gave the terrorist criminal rights. You see what I mean?
Yeah, right to lawyer, Miranda, all that other stuff. They just became criminals.
Why? I mean, why do that? I think that was a major oversight, major misunderstanding of how it needed to be dealt with.
Should it have been dealt with as they are invading military combatants and deal with them that way?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, I mean, there's hope. Hopefully the attitudes can change. But as it stands right now, I see it as a major difficulty for law enforcement mentality to be able to shift gears and focus on, you know, once these types of circumstances are identified to be what they are, the apprehension would be the last thing on my mind. I would be more focused on
elimination,
eliminating the threat.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, that's just me. There's a tremendous amount of training that should be taking place in support of the law enforcement psyche to be as prepared as possible to deal with these types of circumstances.
Well, I want to talk about their psyche when we get back, but I myself do not have a problem with the quote-unquote militarization of the police departments, simply because they're going to be the first responders to a terrorist attack if and when it happens.
Right.
So they're going to be fighting people with military-grade weapons, with, you know, like in Westgate, they pre-positioned a bunch of weapons. They had a couple of belt-fed machine guns in there, didn't they?
Right.
So, I mean, when you're fighting somebody with a belt-fed, fully automatic weapon that's lobbing something that looks like a glowing beer can your way, you're going to need a few tools that you don't normally keep in your car. So,
right.
That's why I don't have a problem with that. But I do want to bring up the psyche of the police department and everything else. Do you think...
Another aspect of that, if I may, you mentioned the militarization of the police.
Right.
And I've never really understood why... people have a problem with that, because basically, since, you know, we've been an organized country, the police forces are generally supported by military personnel, you know, that have, you know, served their contract and shift focus to the police realm.
Right.
So you have...
I tell you what, hold right there. Yeah. We're coming up on the break. We'll finish this out when we get back on the other side, because I got a couple questions about the psyche part. Dave Harrington is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. He's known as Super Dave because in a lot of cases the instructors go to him to be instructed. And I don't mind saying that. He won't say it. I'll say it for him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says residents in the path of Hurricane Dorian should assume that they're going to lose power.
From the state's perspective, we've been in contact with all the major utilities and impressed upon them that the response really is aided by expeditious resumption of power.
The storm is expected to make landfall early Monday morning. Lots of folks are bolting to beaches and campgrounds one final time for the holiday weekend. Good news, as Robert Sinclair tells Yahoo News, gas prices will be low.
Yeah, lowest, 283 last year, or 257 this year, lowest since 2016. Crude oil is cheap. There's lots of gasoline, lots of crude oil around. And we anticipate that it'll get cheaper.
Sinclair also estimates around 50 million people will be traveling and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with Dave Harrington, and we were talking about the police and everything else. Was there some thought you wanted to finish on that before I ask you my question?
No, go ahead, Mr. Bill. Hit me.
Okay, so with the police right now, since Ferguson and then Baltimore, now New York, when they fired this officer Pantleo over the Eric Garner affair, it is becoming increasingly evident that they are not going to back up the police in certain cities.
Right.
I would also just happen to think these cities would be like in the top 10 of these possible terrorist attack points.
Correct.
Isn't this sort of this idea of throwing the police to the dogs, isn't this sort of a really short-sighted recipe for disaster for these municipalities?
Yeah, absolutely. What I don't understand is what has happened to the understanding that as a U.S. citizen, you have responsibilities to the community. You understand what I mean?
I do.
So what happened to the responsible citizen? That is very disturbing if you really take a hard look at it. And it goes hand in hand with, supporting the Second Amendment, the right to carry, has its additional responsibilities to it. But what I see is and correct me if I'm wrong, but the focus on, carrying has turned into a defensive only type mentality. You carry a firearm to protect yourself and your loved ones.
Right.
Okay with that. That's going to happen anyway. But what about your responsibility to the community? You know, in respect to active shooters, terrorist incidents. Now, I'm not saying everybody that carries a gun is psychologically prepared to shift gears and take it upon themselves to become actively involved. But another simple fact of that is the media crushes. You never hear about the thousands of incidents that take place every day in respect to a legal citizen thwarting crime with their firearm.
Have you ever run those numbers?
I wouldn't even know how to collect the numbers.
Well, I mean, I'm just going by the CDC now. You know, the gun grabbers always want the CDC to study this. So they actually did in 2013 when Obama put this out there. And they came out with a figure of up to 3 million defensive gun uses annually, which that sounds impressive, but that's 6,900 plus a day.
Right, exactly.
And so, I mean, obviously, citizens carrying guns are pretty good, and only 97% of the time, 97% of the time they don't shoot anybody. So pointing a gun at somebody has an effect. But
right.
I see these examples when you're talking about an active shooter, like Clackamas Mall with that kid, Nick Melly. He went out there and engaged with that guy. Well, he just went out there and got seen by the guy, and the guy exited into an access hallway and shot himself.
Right. The, you know, it's like the Democratic attitude that I have encountered is vigilantism. You know, they want to throw that in your face. You know, I understand that, but that vigilantism has a very narrow focus. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Normally, it's, you know, a group of people that will take the law into their own hands, focused against, you know, another group of people, one or two, something like that. But, you know, as a legal citizen, upstanding legal citizen who exercises their right to carry, with my background and experience, I would ensure that I was within my rules of engagement. But then again, under the circumstances, the first thing that would come to my mind is, you know, if I'm by myself, I would consider what is my responsibility to the community to what? Not get involved, avoid it, let it sort itself out, or make the decision to take action to, you know, curb the violence. It's a question that can only be answered at that moment in time.
Right.
You know, all things balancing out. My concern is with this, the Democratic position of, you know, it's okay, everything will sort itself out, let somebody else handle it. I don't agree with that on any level. Why would you rob the American citizen the right to exercise their responsibility to the community? It makes no sense.
Well, that's primarily because it's not about public safety, the stuff that they do. It has nothing to do with public safety. For somebody like you and me, to a certain degree, you definitely a lot more than me. But we live in a world of logic, and the stuff that they do is completely illogical. Why would you, you know, they get out there all the time and say, well, you have the right to life. Well, part of the right to life is to defending that life.
Right.
And, you know, gun rights are civil rights. So this idea that, you know, there's no right to keep and bear arms and there's no right to self-defense is pretty stupid in my view. So I don't know if you feel the same way. I think it's really stupid.
Oh, I feel the same way. I don't understand how it's even got to the point that we have basically what could only be considered enemies of the state in office. I mean, how many of these politicians are in violation of their oath of office?
I would say
if you're in violation of the oath of office, which is to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, why are these people still in office?
Question could also be asked, isn't that sort of the same thing as treason?
Why isn't something being done in line with the laws and the standards that are already in place? Why pass more gun laws if you obviously cannot enforce the laws that are already in place? The laws are only going to affect those people that are
law-abiding,
legal citizens.
Yeah, law-abiding. Coming up on the last break, when we get back, I've got one more thing I want to ask you about just to get your take on it. But, it's always interesting to get a self-defense instructor's viewpoint on stuff like this, simply because a self-defense instructor does not live in a black and white world. You take in all the nuance and all the other stuff that's in there so that you are right when you do make that move. Although I know what I want to talk about next week, and we'll talk about this when we get back in the next segment. But Super Dave, yeah, Dave Harrington. Yes, sir. He's the chief instructor of Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Dave Harrington, Super Dave from Combat Speed LLC. Now, I have heard it discussed, and I've had the discussion myself, of the true nightmare scenario that would occur here in the United States where the police would be jumping here and there because of things that were happening in a coordinated fashion, sort of like Mumbai. How do you think that would, how would that unfold here in the United States? Would we be able to handle that? Is the armed citizen actually going to become more of a factor because the police are running in different directions?
Well, it's going to happen gradually in that respect of, you know, the civilian population, you know, taking it upon themselves to respond, like in mass. I mean, you might have onesies and twosies, but the Mumbai situation, I mean, short of containing it and, you know, absorbing that kind of an action, and it very well may be a win from a terrorist standpoint. But the fact of the matter is, an attack on that scale, in my mind, would certainly warrant a military response.
Right.
On the nation state that made an attack like that possible. You follow me?
I do.
I don't think, you know, another incident like 9/11 would certainly not be tolerated on any level. And the fact of the matter is, it's an attack on our sovereignty, on our way of life. So how could that possibly go unanswered?
Well, it certainly shouldn't go unanswered, but I'm just thinking more. I'm thinking with police now, with police the way they're being treated,
right,
with the Mumbai attack, with that sort of scenario occurring,
Well, I'm thinking you'd have attitudes change on a couple of levels.
Okay.
Okay. You know, everybody hates the police until you need one or until you need them. And frankly, I don't understand why, what this attitude, towards, the police is. It's more, it goes beyond the individual. It's more of a gang attitude and it's not being addressed. I don't understand why. It's certainly not being addressed appropriately. In these enclaves of lawlessness that, in my mind, the Democrats have generated, it will always be difficult for the police to operate, you know, functionally operate in those areas. I don't think you will ever see that problem go away.
Right.
But, you know, an attack on the scale of Mumbai, I'm certain that would change a lot of attitudes towards the police, certainly in respect of what they're faced with and have to deal with on a, you know, not only on a daily basis, but, you know, I would say it's unfair, but, you know, life's not fair to begin with. The bottom line is the administrations basically across the board are going to have to provide better training, better equipment. And when I say training, I don't only refer to, you know, weapons training, technical training in respect to the kit and equipment that can be brought to bear. I'm talking about psychological conditioning to handle that type of action. You understand?
Yes.
The psychological conditioning, you know, being a cop, as I understand it, is extremely hard on the individual psyche to begin with, especially over time, a career policeman. I think in line with, and just doing a comparative between the military and the law enforcement, we have done so much better in the last 10 years. And I'm not saying we can't still do better, but it's the way that, we treat, military personnel today is not the same as we used to. It's much better. And the care that is provided in some of the programs that are available now for, you know, dealing with individuals with PTSD are so much better. Why do the same mechanisms not exist for the law enforcement community?
That's a good question. Do you think it's because there's smaller organizations? I mean, you know, if you're in the military, you're in the same military, yeah, no matter where you're at in the military. So, I mean,
right. But it's predominantly an attitude towards taking care of your people. And that is one of the things that work against us on a national level, is the simple fact that we have so many, you know, just the way it's broken, you know, states are broken up into counties. Each county has its own sheriff. The cities within the county have their own city PDs, which are looking at the way our system exists is better interoperability with local, state, and federal law enforcement. And it's much better than it has been. I'm just saying it could be better, especially in preparation of dealing with large-scale terrorist attacks. But you also have to factor in the aftermath as well.
Right.
Not just dealing with, you know, the initial fallout from the attack, but what about the aftermath? And a perfect example is, you know, the aftermath. We're still dealing with the aftermath of 9/11 based on the number of first responders that are going down with cancer-related issues. I can't remember the name of, there was a program, and I don't remember It was a health program.
Is that the one they just had to refund?
I don't remember what it was. It was some kind of a program that was, you know, if you were identified as, you know, one of the first responders or, you know, support personnel for 9/11, if your cancers or whatever could be identified as those being generated by that action and the immediate fallout, those people were being taken care of, but then that program went away, as I understand it. I hope I'm not thinking one thing and saying another.
Well, there's been a lot of things. There's been a lot of things that happened to the first responders.
Yeah. Why aren't? I mean, if your medical circumstances can be tied to 9/11, why aren't you compensated for you know, for the medical treatment that you have to take?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. I want to set you up. I want to set you up for next week if we can, because we're
okay.
We got about a minute. We got about 40 seconds left here. So next week, I get asked this for some reason. I've been getting asked this a lot. Like I know, and thankfully you come on, so maybe you could help us with this. Next week, I want to talk about when someone makes that determination that it's time to draw their concealed weapon and go to guns.
Okay.
In the self-defense stick. And we don't need to talk about that now because we're running out of time. I hope you have a very good Labor Day, Super Dave. You're not traveling nothing, are you?
Actually, Mr. Bill, I am in Pittsburgh, PA right now on in prep for a gig this weekend. My primary concern right now is my home being destroyed by the hurricane.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not there.
Yeah. So.
But I think we're looking pretty good. I think it's going to hit the lower part of the state.
Roger that. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, from The Truth About Guns, is John Bosch. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.